Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Harold Arlen, the Wizard of Menlo Park, Paul Ashe, and the National Weather Service. Last week, on February 9th, in 1870, the United States Weather Bureau was authorized by Congress. The Weather Bureau is officially known as the National Weather Service and is a department of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. Well, you've heard the old saying, everyone complains about the weather, but nobody does anything about it, so we're going to do something about it by playing a set of rapidly rotating records about the weather, beginning with the Piccadilly Players.
Summer heat, rain and snow and slush and sleet, bright sunshine and foggy air, weather, weather everywhere. Well, whether it's cold or whether it's hot, we're going to have weather, whether or not. Whether we get the weather we got, we're going to have weather, whether or not. Do 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 do. My gal, bright as silverware, got electricity in her hair, fire in her eyes from drinking rum, gas on her tummy, tum, 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 tum. Do, 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 Got an old Ford that's built for speed. There ain't nothing it don't need. Nothing left but a pile of tin, but it's a darn good can for the shape it's in. Well, whether it's cold or whether it's hot, we're going to have weather, whether or not. Whether we get the weather we got, we're going to have weather, whether or not. Do 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 do. A man was strolling down the street, drizzling rain turned into sleet. His left ear froze to his derby hat. Now he don't know where his ear is at. Here's a tale about a sad jaybird, the saddest tale I've ever heard. This jaybird might be whistling yet, but in the rain one night he got his whistle wet. Well, whether it's cold or whether it's hot, we're going to have weather, whether or not. Whether we get the weather we got, we're going to have weather, whether or not. On a seasick ride with Captain Gray, he charged me for 6 meals a day. I had to pay that pirate pup for 3 going down and 3 coming up. Do 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 do. The folks in Banyan Billgrass Hut, they live on smiles and cocoa nuts. There ain't no poor and there ain't no sick. The fat gets fatter and the thin gets thick. Well, whether it's cold or whether it's hot, we're going to have weather, whether or not. Whether we get the weather we got, we're going to have weather, whether or not. The dog stood on the burning deck. Flames were flying around his neck. He was tied to a fiery log. The heat done ruined him, hot dog. A fig is a very funny guy. He thinks dates are awfully dry. He says a grape is a raisin soon, and an apricot is a redhead prune. Whether it's cold or whether it's hot, we're going to have weather, whether or not. Whether we get the weather we got, we're going to have weather, whether or not. A monkey hanging from a limb, watching the minnows learn how to swim. A crocodile came right up for air, and now they ain't no monkey there. A kangaroo's tail is long and thick, a beaver's tail is flat and slick, a piggy's tail is full of bends, and an elephant's tail is at both ends. Whether it's cold or whether it's hot, we're going to have weather, whether or not. Whether we get the weather we got, we're going to have weather, whether or not. I hope I've made it kind of plain. Sunshine drives away the rain. Your darkest clouds will soon be bright. Tomorrow comes after tonight. Well, whether it's cold or whether it's hot, we're going to have weather, whether or not. Whether we get the weather we got, we're going to have weather, whether or not.
Oh,
Most of the records we play on this show were recorded in studios in New York, Chicago, or, in the case of British bands, London. But occasionally, recording companies would make field trips using mobile equipment to record territory bands in places like Tennessee or New Orleans. In 1927, one of four Columbia dealers in Spokane, Washington, the Van Osdy Hoffman Music Company, suggested that Columbia come to Spokane to record some local bands. Columbia agreed, and on two field trips, recorded 24 sides, one of which was the record we just heard. That was the house orchestra of the Garden Dancing Palace, a dance hall located at West 333 Sprague Street in Spokane. The band was led by Miss Lillian Frederick, who also played violin, and we heard Sunshine, written by Billy Rose and Ray Henderson, and recorded September 24, 1927. Before Sunshine, it was Bud Birmingham and his uke, and we're gonna have Weather or Not, from an Edison record. We began the show with another Edison record, an electrically recorded needle-type lateral from December 18, 1928, and Sunny Skies. Sunny Skies was written by Dave Sahn and Joseph George Gilbert and performed by the Piccadilly Players, which was led by trumpeter Mel Morris. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, February 11th, marked the birth in 1891 in Saxony, Germany, of Paul Asch. The following year, the family moved to the U.S. and settled in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where Paul received formal musical training in both piano and violin. By age 19, he had his own band in Springfield, Illinois, and after serving in World War I, he did some acting in silent movies. Paul Asch and his orchestra made their recording debut in 1923, and over the next 14 years, produced over 80 sides. In the late 20s, Paul Asch was specializing as a theater conductor, leading a band at Chicago's Oriental Theater, where he was seen by Cab Calloway, who credited Asch with showing him the proper way to lead a band. From there, he took the band to the Paramount Theater in New York, where he introduced an unknown singer, Helen Kane. In 1933, Asch led a band at the Chicago World's Fair, and from 36 into the mid-40s, he led a band at New York's Roxy Theater. He died in New York City on July 13, 1958. Paul Asch was also a composer, with such hits to his credit as I'm Knee Deep in Daisies, Thinking of You, What Do I Care If It's 1 o'clock, and Who's Your Sweetheart. As we did a couple of weeks ago with Isham Jones, who was also equally famous as a bandleader and composer, we're going to have one set of songs written by others and played by Paul Asch and his orchestra, followed by a set of Paul Asch songs played by others. Here's Paul Asch and his orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
Paul Ash and his Granada Orchestra, recording for Brunswick on August 16, 1923, and Remembering. That was preceded by Paul Small singing the Jack Yellen lyrics to Milton Ager's musical question, Ain't That a Grand and Glorious Feeling?, recorded by Paul Ash and his orchestra on June 15, 1927. We began our little tribute to Paul Ash with Harry Maxfield vocalizing on But I Do, You Know I Do, from February 9, 1926. Paul Ash, born February 11th, 1891.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to hear from our listeners, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear, have a comment about the show, or would just like to let us know that you're out there, send an email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. And we'd really like to know where in the world you are and how you happen to find out about the show. Last segment, we heard songs written by others and played by Paul Ash and his orchestra. This segment, we'll hear songs written by Paul Ash but played by others. Here's Ernie Golden and his Hotel McAlpin Orchestra.
Thank you. I just got a little letter from a pal who went away. He's on a short vacation, you know what I mean? A little recreation. Well, I guess my pal is feeling better, 'cause here's all that he has to say. I won't come back, no, I won't come back. I'm down here to stay. I'm needy in daisies and head over heels in love. Oh, I'm acting like a clown in a little one-horse town. I'm hazy, I'm crazy, I guess that I'm in love. She's just a farmer's daughter, but say, old pal, you ought to meet her. Every evening in the moonlight, down by the old mill stream. And while she's dreaming, I am scheming, well, you know what I mean. I'm fallen, and I don't need a shove, because I'm knee-deep in daisies and head over heels in love. Like a clown in a little one-horse town. I'm hazy, yes sir, I'm crazy, I guess that I'm in love. She's just a farmer's daughter, but say, old pal, you ought to meet her. Every evening in the moonlight, down by the old mill stream. And while she's dreaming, I am scheming, well, you know what I mean. I'm fallen, and I don't need a shove, because I'm knee-deep in daisies and head over heels in love.
Tiptoe into all my dreams. So I think of no other one ever since I've begun thinking of you. Thank you.
Nat Shulkert and the Victor Orchestra with Louis James performing the vocal on Thinking of You, written by Walter Donaldson and Paul Ash and recorded September 29, 1927. Before Thinking of You, Whispering Jack Smith was knee-deep in Daisies on April 16, 1940. Paul Ash and Larry Shea wrote the music, and Joe Goodwin, Jack Stanley, and George A. Little wrote the words. We began that trio of Paul Ash compositions with Just Once Again, another Ash-Donaldson collaboration performed by Ernie Golden and his Hotel McAlpin Orchestra with the vocal by Frank Lynch from July 7, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, February 15th, marked the birth in 1905 in Buffalo, New York, of Hyman Arlock. You may know him better as composer Harold Arlen, but even if not, you certainly know his songs. He began taking piano lessons at age 9 and by 15 had his own band, a trio called the Snappy Trio. The group was successful and expanded into a quintet called the Southbound Shufflers. He dropped out of school, and the band, which now included his younger brother Julius, played aboard the Crystal Beach lake boat Canadiana during the summer of 1923. He was invited to join a local band called the Yankee Six, which evolved into an 11-man band known as the Buffalodians. In 1929, Arlen got a singing and acting role in the musical Great Day by composer Vincent Humans. One day the show's rehearsal pianist was ill and Arlen filled in, during which time he created his first hit, Get Happy, along with Ted Kohler. It was first performed in the 1930 show The 9:15 Review. Arlen and Kohler wrote music for the Cotton Club from 1930 to 34, including Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, Trickeration, Kickin' the Gong Around, and I Love a Parade. In July of 1938, Arlen and Yip Harburg were signed by MGM to write the score for The Wizard of Oz. He continued writing songs into the 1970s. Harold Arlen died in New York City on April 23, 1986. Here's a trio of songs from the pen of Harold Arlen.
On a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a life, what a world, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so and so if I would ever let it go. Wa-da-da-da-do. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a life, what a world, I'm in love. I'm
Don't know why. There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone, stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time, keeps raining all the time. I walk around heavy-hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. Rain pouring down, blinding every hope I had. This pittering, pattering, beating and splattering drives me mad. Love, 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 love. This misery is just too much for me. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone, stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time, keeps raining all the time.
Shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Yeah, get ready for the judgment day.
Thank you.
Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys and Get Happy from Great Day, music by Harold Arlen and lyrics by Ted Kohler. The vocal refrain was by Elmer Feldkamp and two others, and that record will be having a birthday in just 4 days, having been recorded on February 19, 1930. Ted Wallace was actually Ed Kirkaby, the man behind the California Ramblers. He became recording director at RCA Victor and was Fats Waller's manager. The name Ted Wallace comes from Ed Kirkaby's real name, Wallace Theodore Kirkaby. Before Get Happy, we heard Ethel Waters from Cotton Club Parade of 1933 and Stormy Weather, another Arlen-Kohler collaboration, recorded May 3, 1933. We began with Ivy Anderson, backed by Duke Ellington and his orchestra, and I've Got the World on a String, written for the first of the Cotton Club Parades in 1932 and recorded in 1933 on Harold Arlen's birthday, February 15th.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Last week, February 11th, marked the birth in 1847 in Milan, Ohio, of someone without whom we might not have any rapidly rotating records to be playing on the show. That, of course, is the Wizard of Menlo Park, Thomas Alva Edison. At age 12, he sold fruit, candy, and papers on the Grand Trunk Railroad, and in 1862 he wrote his own newspaper, the Grand Trunk Herald, which was printed in the baggage car of the train and sold to 400 railroad employees. That same year, he became a telegraph operator and was a tramp telegrapher until he joined Western Union in 1868. His first invention was an automatic telegraph repeater, and he invented many telegraphic improvements. But according to Edison, his favorite invention was the phonograph, patented in 1877. By 1890, he had more than 80 patents on it. He received the last of his 1,093 patents at age 83. Thomas Edison died at 9 p.m. on October 18, 1931. So here in honor of Thomas Edison are some rapidly rotating Edison records, beginning with the Atlantic Dance Orchestra.
Thank you.
The Van Epps Banjo Orchestra in an appropriately titled tune called Hill and Dale. Hill and Dale is from a vertically recorded Edison Diamond disc. Vertically recorded records are sometimes referred to as Hill and Dale records because the groove is cut vertically rather than side to side as in a lateral record. We began our little tribute to Thomas Edison with the Atlantic Dance Orchestra and Tell Me With Smiles from March 20th, 1923. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.